Okay, welcome back to season two of This Is America.
Your name.
Okay, yeah. Well, my name is Ariana.
My name is Gabrielle.
I'm Kafala.
I'm Rosa.
And today we're going to be talking about sports. I just wanted to take a minute, and we all did, just to pay homage and give our respects to Kobe and Gianna today.
Mm-hmm. And also everyone else that was on the plane as well. We don't want to forget those. There was 9 other people that was on the plane. You know, just pay our respects and prayers up to their families and all.
It's really, really sad. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't follow basketball that close, but I think everyone in our generation and our parents' generation, I mean, everyone knows who Kobe Bryant is. Mm-hmm. And for it to just happen, like, literally out of the blue, like, no one expecting anything. It's just, like, hits you so hard. And mm-hmm. his daughter was 13 years old, like a little girl with her whole life ahead of her. It's really, really heartbreaking.
Yeah. It's like, we all know Kobe Bryant, the basketball player, but, like, he transcends basketball. Yeah. Like, I've seen, like, videos, people talking. He was always the biggest person in the room. Like, whenever he came in the room, everyone stood up for Kobe. Kobe was, like, such a big figure. And, like, things that I've been seeing, his smile has gotten bigger ever since, like, playing basketball because of the stuff he's doing outside of basketball, like, writing books. He won, an Academy Award 2 years ago for a play he created. So, like, his mind and, like, his goal was much bigger than basketball. And he spoke 2 other languages, I think Italian and Spanish. So, like, he was a very brilliant dude. So, besides basketball, he was just a great figure, just a big personality. And, like, it's just sad to see his life cut so short, especially after, you know, doing something he loved to do, which is moving into screenwriting and things of that nature. So, once again, just respects to his family and all those on the plane, as well as Gianna, too. She was 13 years old. It's so sad. A life's cut so short.
Obviously, like, our prayers to his wife and mm-hmm. his other kids, too. I couldn't imagine losing a husband and a kid at the same time. Sorry, it's hard to transition. But, sports. So my question that I'll be posing to you guys today is whether or not you think that student athletes should be paid.
I think we should, before we, like, get into that, set some, like, who are student athletes? Girls, guys, what, like, you know, like, set some
parameters, answer.
Maybe, and then kind of
all right,
go into it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who would you consider a student athlete then?
I mean,
like, which sports would you consider?
Every sport, okay. I think. But I feel like a lot of the times when I see this conversation, it's only centered around men specifically getting paid, specifically men in football mm-hmm. and basketball. I don't want to say positions, but playing football or basketball. And I think a lot of times women get left out of the conversation. So I think I just wanted to, like, clarify that women would also be included in this.
No, yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
Okay, personally, I feel that they shouldn't, and it's not necessarily just because, you know, that I'm against it or anything. It's just, I feel like they choose to be athletes. Like, they understand that they have to balance school and being an athlete. And on top of that, like, schools already have trouble with funding, especially smaller ones. So to put that much money into the athletes and paying them and, like, covering all the expenses, I feel like it's unfair to the rest of the student body, especially if they're going to end up suffering for it.
Okay. I go back and forth with this one. Each week it changes. Okay. I think student athletes should get paid because starting off, before they enter the pros, like, there's a requirement in the NCAA, you have to spend a certain amount of time in college in order for you to go to the pros. Mm. So I'm only familiar with basketball and football. I know football, it's 3 years before you can answer the pros, and then basketball is at least 1 year in college before you can answer the pros. So here's the thing. When it comes to the NCAA, they make so much of their revenue off of these sports. And my issue is not that really they're not being paid for. It's just they can't, like, they can't make money off their own name. Mm, like okay. them signing autographs, them taking pictures, selling merchandise, that's against the rules. They can't profit off of their own name. As far as like, they even like cut video games and stuff like that because they don't want them to profit off of their name. And like, just, it's sad because the NCAA makes billions off of these people. And for lack of better words, it's kind of like they're just paying them, not paying them, they're just
like robbing them in a way.
Yeah, I didn't want to say slavery. That's why I stopped myself. And I couldn't think of another word, so I just stopped myself.
God.
Appreciate it, Rosa. But like, yeah. Yeah, but it's just like they're forcing their labor without paying them nothing. And the revenue they make, NCAA is a billion-dollar business. And like at the end of the day, the product are these players, and they're the one that bring the money to the school. So I feel like I'm not saying they have to get paid like pros, but at least some of the money has to come towards them.
Okay. That is a great point.
Mm-hmm. So like I wanted to point out, so you guys remember the billboard and last year of Francis Alonso?
Yeah.
He was like,
it's like right near, literally like
right across
where I live.
Yeah.
And then like right there.
So like right across the street from the Coliseum, there was this huge billboard and it had like Francis Alonso's face on it. And he was like the star basketball player from last year. He's the one that came from Spain. Mm-hmm. And he didn't make, apparently, he doesn't like make any money off of that billboard or anytime they use his face. Or anytime use of like depictions of his like face or photography, anytime like he's on ESPN or anything like that, like you wouldn't make any money from that. Mm-hmm. And so like, do you not think that that's wrong though?
Okay, now I feel like I'm going back on what I said, because now that I'm hearing like all these points, like I think those are points that I never really thought of. I guess, like, in my point of view, I guess it was just, for me, the school funding it, but I totally, like, neglected that funding can also come from other places. Mm-hmm. So I guess in that aspect, like, I feel like they should get money. Like, if they're going to start using their name and their faces, like, they should get some type of revenue back, especially since it's them, like, that's their reputation, mm-hmm. and they're exploiting them, basically.
So, like, do you think it should be that they get, like, paid, or do you think it should come out in, like, a different form? Like, because...
This form is what, like, a smaller amount?
No, I'm saying, like...
Like, paid tuition?
Yeah. Could it be that, like, obviously there's scholarships for, like, athletes, mm-hmm. but could it be that something else comes out of it in, like, in that way of payment? So, like, I know for some, they have to pay for their uniform. They have to pay for... I don't know if all schools do it, but, like, trainers. I know some of them probably have, like, private trainers. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, like, health insurance, traveling, any, like, other expenditures. So not necessarily, like, a salary, but what about anything else?
I guess in that aspect, I feel like they should. Mm-hmm. They should provide funding for that, especially if they're going to be, like, a star player. Mm-hmm. And start using them.
Yeah, I know they get some type of stipend as well as like meals and stuff like that and access to different food plans and like they pay for their accommodations when they go on the road or like visiting against other schools in the hotels. But like I also think about the players that like, because the percentage of people that actually go pro is very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel if the NCAA is going to benefit off these kids and making like their product using their like likeness and their stuff, they should get something because only like probably 3% goes pro and the other people that are on the team, this is their opportunity to make money and position themselves for when they get out of college. Out of a basketball team, maybe two goes pro, maybe. And then it's 15 players on a basketball team and those other 13 people are left to like, you know, fend for themselves. And they spend a lot of time, you know, off of school just playing basketball, like commitment to practice, going on road games and missing like and having to reschedule exams because of their responsibility to play basketball. So I think setting them up to give them some type of money, I'm not saying like millions of dollars, but they got to get some type of stuff. The fact that they're not getting anything is just ridiculous to me.
I mean, you know, if we're talking about that, what if they took like parts of the salary from like major league players?
Good fucking luck with that.
I mean, yeah.
Good luck with that, ma'am.
I mean, yeah, but like, come on, like they make hella money.
That's true.
I mean, like millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. I mean, It would almost, I mean, we could sell it in a way that we're like, oh, but you're, you know, giving money towards the next generation of players. Like, don't you want
to? Nah. People are selfish. They're not agreeing to that. They're too selfish.
That's a thought.
NCAA, they're corrupt in my mind. They just, it really boggles me, like, all the stuff they make them go through. Like, they can't even work because of their schedules. I know, like, how we all talk about we want to go to law school. And, like, the first year, you can't work or do anything. Mm-mm. When you're, like, a student athlete, you have zero time to actually work. And they don't even want you to work because you can't make money off of anything. So, and then you're not going to pay them for all their stuff they're doing for you, like, building up your brand, building up your school, and, like, all this stuff, bringing in all this revenue because they're selling your stuff and merchandise. So that's just crazy to me.
What about, okay, if they were to be paid, do you think they would kind of change the way that each sport is being paid? Like, do you think that they would favor some sports over?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Obviously, the sports that make the most money, mm-hmm. like sports where you can have a lot of people come. So, like, football and basketball are great examples. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't put a lot of people on a tennis court.
Yeah.
Tennis is not going to make as much money as football and basketball. So, obviously, they're going to give way more, like, attention and time and funding to the sports that bring in millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think that would cause people to just stop playing certain sports then because they're not going to get paid as much as they could be?
But I think that's the question. Like, how do you determine what, like, amount they would be paid? Like, should everyone be paid the same? Well,
that's why I was thinking, like, what if it wasn't that they were even being paid salary? Like, what if it really was that they were being paid through, like, having, like, their tuition being paid for? Or maybe not tuition. You see, this is where I start, like, I don't even know if they should even be.
I feel like,
how about any time they're marketing-wise?
See, I feel like this is the issue that they're not willing to address. That's why they haven't done anything about it. Like, it's just too complicated trying to figure everything out. They're kind of like,
yeah,
let's just not give any funding at all.
California, though. California passed a law that says that you have to pay student-athletes if you use their, like, image or, like, their name or things like that.
I saw that. Is it in effect now?
I think it is. But, like,
I guess in that aspect, I mean, yeah, because they are using their name and their image. I mean, unless they get a percentage out of that, I guess it's like any other brand deal. Like, you know, if they're using your name and your face, like, you just get something back.
Ooh, and then, like, what about for games that play on ESPN? Like, you know how people will have to buy, like, streaming services? Like, mm-hmm. you know how you have to buy, like, ESPN, the ESPN, like, streaming thing?
Mm-hmm.
What if they got a percentage?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. No, I agree. Because that's the same thing, like, the amount of revenue you're bringing in. Like, even they put, like, college baseball, college football.
Yeah, basketball. That's how I watch some of the games from, like, Chapel Hill and UNCG.
Exactly, because I know these programs, they're, like, they got deals with one another. They're the display a certain amount of games. So, like, the players should see some type of money. And as far, it sucks to say, but, like, however good you are is the type of portion I think you deserve, if that makes sense. Let me explain. LeBron James is not getting paid as much as Wesley Matthews. He's a player that plays for, I don't know what team plays for, but he plays for another team, and he's not as good. Wesley Matthews.
Yeah.
We know who LeBron James is, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, the bet.
You mean
you're saying how, like, in the NBA, like, obviously, like, LeBron James is paid way more than everyone else because he's, like, a great player.
Yeah.
In comparison to people who are less good.
Yeah, I think it should be factored in that type of amount. Like, as far as, like, and then, no. I take it back. I think everyone should get paid the same. However, the merchandise and the things you sell off of your name, that should be different.
Oh, okay.
So that way it's even in some sorts of way, because if you're not as good as someone else, like, hey, you're still getting paid your salary, and it's kind of like in the pros, you get paid based off your endorsements.
Wait a second. Who says that they need to be making thousands of dollars in a salary? What if they were making, like, $15 an hour? $15?
Girl.
Okay.
The revenue they bring in.
I'm saying, you know, not minimum wage, because that's, like, $7. But, like, what if it was that they were paid how many hours that they trained, like actually trained. Like, I mean, like at the, you know, like actual training
I can
time.
Determine that though.
I don't. Like, are you saying swipe like them in or something?
Oh my god.
Are you saying like a set time of like when they all come together to train?
Yes. Like actual, like, you know, scrimmages and drills. You know what I'm talking about?
I get you. But nah.
Well, I mean, like, come on. How are you gonna say that? Like, how much are you thinking to pay them?
I don't know the number. I don't got the answer. But they need to see something.
Well, that's
my issue. I don't.
$15 an hour.
That's how much I make. Literally, that's how much I make working at the gym.
But I'm saying, like, they train like almost every day.
I literally work 1 hour a week and I make $15. These people probably work 40-hour weeks, basically, which is like a real job.
So what is 40 times 15?
Oh my god, let me pull out the calculator.
I think I want to say 450.
40 times 15? $600.
$600 a week. That's not that bad.
600 times 4.
That's how much I would make it, like, well, I mean, a little bit.
Okay, technically
less,
speaking, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, you it see. Is. And then also you whoever the revenue from like using them for marketing would go on top of that.
Are you saying that's for like that's the set amount that everyone should make?
$600.
But what about the games they actually play in? Like when they put on ESPN? Like,
$25.
You know, no. Because they sell tickets for like.
That would be ESPN. Oh, they do sell. What if they got like 40% of the profits?
That's a lot. 40%?
Well, it's their game. I mean,
it's that's better hella. Than something. I don't know the number, but they need to see something.
Yeah. They can't be having nothing.
I don't know. I that's the God, thing. Like, I don't know.
Okay, how about this? Mm. What about for the women?
Yeah.
See, and okay, here's the thing. You posed the question. I wish you guys could see like what I'm holding right now. I point at Ariana. But here's the thing. You posed the question before we started, like, what about cheerleaders?
Cheerleaders should be getting paid.
And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be getting paid.
Cheerleading is a sport.
No. It 100%. Like, I grew up in dance and cheerleading is all, like, it is, without a doubt. But it's like, I know for a fact there are people out there who are going to be like, oh, the cheerleader shouldn't be paid. Like, what
who
do they
cares?
Do? Exactly. But it's like.
Who's going to be saying that? Some middle-aged person that can't even
people.
Do a freaking toe.
Hella
no,
men.
Still a lot of people
hella.
Think that.
Well, it's just disrespectful.
It is. I'm not saying that it's not disrespectful.
I think they do as much work as.
Without
maybe
a doubt.
Even more work.
Well.
As what?
Well. I don't know if I would.
Can
I want to say
okay,
more, but they
I'm
definitely
sorry,
do work. They put in work.
I don't
want to say
this.
More.
Can baseball players jump in the air and do herkies and all this stuff? I forgot. Can they do that? Can football players?
But it's different. It's trash. Different. No, but.
Kafala, we are not having.
What
oh
did he say?
Hostile attacking me right now.
What did you say?
Baseball is trash.
Okay,
no,
we're not going to even.
We're not getting into this right now. Don't.
But,
oh, my God.
I like watching it.
Stay on the subject.
I was going to say, what was I about to say? Oh, but that's the thing. Like, everyone's skill is different, right? Like,
yeah.
Cheerleaders do things that football players, like,
you're
vice
saying
versa.
It can't be, like, measured.
Exactly. It
okay.
can't be your skill can't be measured in that way because everyone's skill is on a completely different, like.
All right, I can respect
like,
that.
Scale to measure in the first place. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't.
Well, I only ask because, okay, at least for our school, it's very obvious. More people go to the guys' basketball games
oh, yeah.
than they do the
that's
girls.
That's how it always is.
Mm-hmm. More people go to the baseball yes. games and the softball, you know.
That's how it always mm-hmm. is.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, people are going to argue, oh, well, then the girls shouldn't be making as much so they don't bring as much money in for the school.
This was exactly Kafala's point.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's
not even a gender thing. It's like the revenue, like, at the end of the day, okay, because this is the only female athlete I know that is, like, bomb. Serena Williams deserves to make way more money than most of these athletes.
She deserves way. She,
way,
she's
way, way
literally
more.
Like, I think the best tennis
she's the best. She's the
she's
best tennis player. Women
yeah,
or men.
Literally
she's
the best.
Women or men. She's the best tennis player, and she should be making way more than the men or the women. Period. So I feel like the same way should go. Like, because when Serena Williams is playing, you're gonna watch. You're tuning in to see Serena
that's
Williams.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I think that's the revenue that I'm talking about. That's gonna bring in all the
well,
people.
Well, then that's why I'm
in.
Asking. Like, should it be about? How much revenue you bring the school, or should it be about like the work that they put in?
But that's the thing, because how can you determine the work they put in? because the work is not always like monitored as far as like just swiping into the building. Because you got to think about the work they put in after practice. That's what makes them great.
It's like eating healthy, mm-hmm. making sure you go to sleep on time, making that's sure true. You like do all these other things. Mm-hmm. Like, how it's do you measure
physical.
That?
Yeah, it's not just physical.
I know. Okay, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless we had them all like in one building and we all monitor them like 24/7.
I don't know, dude. Like,
we followed them around with cameras. Okay, let's make sure they're eating properly today.
But I don't know, dude. It's a hard topic.
But
what?
I mean, like, should they not get something?
Yeah, they should get something.
They should.
But what should they get?
I don't know. This is what it's hard to. They whatever. That's the thing. Whatever
cars.
Revenue
all
they get.
All of them can get cars.
No. Let's relax. They need to get something. I don't know the amount. Whatever is comparable to the revenue they bring in.
But how do you still measure
but
that?
Even
like, how do
but
you
is
measure
that revenue
the revenue?
From like, yeah, like marketing-wise. Like, no, if ESPN is using... Okay, let's just say ESPN's using your picture, Kafala, mm-hmm. to like promote their new freaking shoe or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that bringing money in for the school?
Or to you?
Or is it bringing money towards you? The school's not going to make anything off of that.
Well, I'm talking about, that's endorsements. I think that should be the separate from the salary that everyone else should get. Like, that's evenly. That should be, like, disproportionate from everything else.
Okay, so that's almost like as if it was, like, a, what do they call it? Not the paycheck, but it's, like, as if you get, like, a bonus or something.
Yeah, basically
okay,
a bonus.
Okay, so, like that's mm-hmm. a bonus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, the viewership. That's what I'm talking about with the
how
revenue.
Can you,
see,
but
you
can't
look at the
really,
numbers.
I know, but you can't really do that with college.
Well, yeah, that's what we're saying. Like, people don't come to watch a game for, like, they don't explicitly say that, I'm going to come to this game to watch Kafala.
Yeah.
And you can't measure that.
No. I'm not talking about that. When I'm saying that, like, the viewership, I'm saying that money should be evenly distributed around the players.
Okay.
But like everything else, like selling of the jerseys, autographs and stuff like that, the deals you sign, like signing to Nike, it's like, because like some people in college, they're like, they're ready to go to pro right now, but because of NCAA rules, they got to stay in.
I got a lot of things to say about that.
What you
got to
say?
Wait. Let's save that. Mm-hmm. But here's a question. Okay, so do you think it's the fault of that women, or like for the women's sports, that they're not bringing enough revenue in because like people aren't going? Or do you think it's the school's fault for promoting more of the men's sports? That,
you hit it right there.
They do a terrible job at advertising women's sports.
I'm going to tell you right now, I've literally been on this college campus for 2 years. I have not seen one female sporting event advertised. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen softball advertised once on Twitter. And I've never seen a women's basketball game, soccer game, tennis game.
I will say I've seen basketball and softball only because I keep up, like I follow them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But... do you remember last semester for Spartan Madness, they literally had the guys' game the same night as the girls' game. And it was like for the Storm the Street. And guess where everyone went?
Obviously the guys' game.
The guys' game.
Yeah.
I'm like, so that I guess like what I'm saying, it's like we can't really necessarily measure the difference between the guys' and the girls' game if the school's not doing a good enough job. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
And this is not just UNCG. This is
No, this is everywhere.
Yeah, this is everywhere. But like we're just using UNCG as an example because we go here. But like I just want to clear that up. We're not attacking you. We love the school. Maybe. Okay, you know what? But anyways, like I mean, like, should it not be on the school's part then to promote them enough to where they can get that revenue? Or is it just that people aren't as interested?
I think it's both. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, the school definitely does a terrible job of promoting women's events. And I would even, like, go... I feel like men's events, too, especially, like, sports that are less popular and bring in less money to begin with.
I have not seen one thing about golf.
Yeah,
we have a golf team.
Literally, that's the thing. Like, even men's golf, whatever. But I also think people genuinely... not everyone, but the vast majority of, like, sports enthusiasts don't give a about women's games. Mm-hmm. They just don't. Like...
why? Maybe, you know what? I can't even say anything. I'm not even a big fan of softball because I get mad about the rules. Because mm-hmm. I don't understand why they have to have a bigger ball and that their field is smaller and that they have to do things differently.
You don't understand?
I mean, I get it. Like, also, I don't understand, like, why the girls have to wear a mask. When, like, you see, there's some things I just, like...
you know, it gets into another touchy
topic.
Well, yeah,
for like, another day.
I know. that's what bugs me. I think it's even though we have Title IX and like
mm-hmm. Title IX is a joke.
Okay, yeah,
literally a joke. Title IX is a joke.
But again, like you see, like I guess I understand. But what about for like women's basketball? What's the difference between women's basketball and like men's?
In terms of what?
Like for ruling, what? Like
well, the ball is smaller.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The ball is smaller, and I think, and also like in women, you don't see many of them dunking,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the things that like when. That's one of the things that brings attention to like the basketball, men's basketball, mm-hmm. because it's the explosive dunks, jumping out the air, jumping out the gym.
Why don't they dunk?
It's just it's not really a thing.
Because if you think like the tallest players, most times on like women's teams are like 6'7", and 6'7".
That's freaking tall to me.
Yeah, that's tall.
I mean, that's hella
like
tall.
That's like the average height on a men's basketball team.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I remember I went to, like, the first NBA game I ever went to. There were two players on the team that were 7 foot tall. And I was, like, shook to the floor. That was the tallest person I'd ever seen. Yeah,
they're huge.
And I was like, oh, my God. Their arms were, like, down to their kneecaps. Like, wild. Like, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah, but I think the onus is also, like, on the corporations because they don't promote women's sports enough. Like, if you notice, like, they don't, as far as, like, team sports, I know soccer, they do a good job because that's like a worldwide sport. Like
yeah.
soccer is like,
oh yeah. The U.S.
everywhere.
Women's team yeah. has won. I don't even know how many times.
Yeah. They're
like,
big,
phenomenal.
They're a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But like with, women's basketball, you don't see that promoted. I think more like the individual sports, you see it like as far as like Serena Williams, like gymnasts, even swimmers and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
They promote those because I think they can associate a personality with it. That's what my guess.
I'm a little weird though.
What?
Like they promote like gymnasts. Okay, you know what?
Listen, that's another topic for another
day. You know
where
I'm
like,
where
you're going.
I'm just saying.
I know everyone knows.
It's just a little bit weird because all the gymnasts that they're like really promoting, you know, they're all teenage. It's a little awkward for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just go a little bit too far. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
But they need to do a better job at advertising those type of sports because if you watch them, they're actually pretty interesting. They're better than some of these trash teams that are out there. just to be honest.
Just to name one.
What's his favorite team? Let's relax.
You're
talking about the Panthers?
This is a new year and a new decade. Why are we bringing up stuff that happened
so
in 2019?
I didn't say anything.
Fast.
I don't. That's the thing, bro.
You guys have seen some.
But they're a new team. They're relatively a new team. In comparison, comparison to teams that have been around for the whole time in the NFL, like they are a quote unquote newish team in comparison. Cut them some slack.
No.
Okay. I mean, I don't even like care about the Panthers, but it's just like.
Who's your basketball team again?
I don't want to tell you right.
Lakers?
I don't want no slander on my team right now.
No, wait. Aww. Who is it?
Wherever LeBron's at, that's where I'm at.
Oh my god!
So it's the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mad respect. Okay, I have to respect that.
Yeah,
you know, I
gotta
love
respect
LeBron.
It today, specifically.
Today.
Well, I would have just gonna respect it anyways. I love LeBron, him specifically.
Okay.
Anyways.
What were you gonna say though earlier?
What were we talking about? I forgot.
I think it was about women. And sports.
I don't even know, dude.
Just like depending on the two, like, is it a combination of people interested in?
Yeah, I think
like
it's both. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely both.
Mm-hmm. I also feel like people probably think it's more boring, even if it's not. But I think it just has that stigma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people just assume that a guy, watching a guy is a lot better than watching a girl, which technically I really don't understand.
Because mm-hmm.
if you go, I've been to girls' basketball games and mm-hmm. girls' soccer games. And let me tell you, the girls' soccer team, like, they're so ruthless.
Huh? We have a girls' soccer team?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
See?
Yeah, they're so
there you
ruthless.
Go.
Like, they really go in for the ball. And I'm like, yo. Like, no. I bet to the guys. And I'm like, where?
You guys suck. I'm sorry. I'll say it to their faces.
Literally, that's the thing. Like, I used to, in high school, I was on dance team. And we danced at both girls and guys' basketball games. And there were times in girl games when they would do, like, literally, like, break their bones out there.
Oh, my God.
Like, getting the ball where it needs to be.
Did we Kafala real quick on the court?
Kafala.
Lies.
But you know what else? I was thinking about it. The girls are in the Fleming gym. They don't play at the Coliseum.
That gym is trash. The gym literally is trash. The Fleming gym is like the epitome of like a 1970s gym that needs to be like remodeled, falling in the ground. And the Coliseum is like nice.
Yes.
Real nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Like performers, like perform, like it's a, like a place literally where, like, so nice. Mm-hmm. Like prestigious thing. Even.
They don't put enough money into like women's sports to like reap the benefits of like everyone else to come.
But if you actually think about it, women would bring in more revenue, I think, if they did.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh my God. You see, this is what makes me mad.
But I think from like the company's understanding, they're probably thinking, why should I put so much money into this if people are not going to come?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you have to try to see at least if this is going to work out. So, and I definitely agree with you. Like, they would definitely make more revenue if you actually put in the effort and the money towards those sports.
Yeah, I agree as well.
Okay, so let's just end this question with one last final yes or no. Should student athletes be paid?
I abstain.
I plead the fifth.
C.
Wallace says yes. He's going to change his answer next week. Watch.
Yeah, probably. I might change, yeah.
Ooh, I don't even want to answer. I don't really know.
I don't even know what to say. I feel like if you can come up with rules and regulations that is equal and fair to everyone, mm-hmm. they should.
Okay, I respect that answer.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how where I stand on it. I have a lot of other things. I think there's so many factors I feel like that influence it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, okay, give me the statistics, give me the numbers. But I think that would be a great place to start is like legitimately looking at the numbers, seeing what they could do. Mm-hmm. Because like, I mean, if you think about places like Alabama and like Auburn that bring in like probably billions, mm-hmm. like close to $1 billion throughout like the season of football and like everything else, that is so much money to try and like spread amongst everyone on the team. So I don't know. I just think it's.
I feel like it's.
Do you not think that they earned it though?
Who earns it?
Who? Yeah.
Well, like, okay, so like LSU,
mm-hmm.
they won.
Yeah.
Like, and that was it was a huge freaking thing. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, were they not like almost undefeated?
They were.
Yeah. So like, they brought in. I don't even know the amount, but like, do you not think that they deserve that money because of all the work that they did this season?
Yeah, and that kind of ties into what like I was thinking right now. Like, I guess it's kind of unfair for them to keep all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you really think about it, it's just going towards one source, but is it really going back into the school? Is it, where is the money going? Mm-hmm. Like,
ooh,
is it,
that's true. Mm-hmm. Where is the money going?
Because I never hear like if they're making that much money, like. Wouldn't their campus be a lot better?
The money goes right back into the program.
See, but that,
but what is the what like?
What exactly though? Like where?
Yeah, like I mean, they have to spend it on something.
It goes back into the program. Are you saying like what specifically in the program?
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. That's a great question.
That's a great point. I would assume just like building better facilities and like their rec centers and building their equipment, uniforms, and stuff like that.
Let me get this straight, that UNCG could make that $9 million gym, but they couldn't make a new gym for the women's... excuse me.
Listen.
Look, I'm just saying.
Listen.
All right, oh, wait, sorry. Go ahead, Rosa.
I think that also goes back into the whole money thing. Like, I feel like people are greedy. Obviously, they're going to pick... pick a gym that... technically it's supposed to be for students, but they opened it up to the public, you know. Mm-hmm.
Like, could they not have added
to make money?
Like,
but the thing is, like, there's literally no excuse that the women can't just go to the Coliseum and play. Like, right? If they're not playing on the same night as the men, just put them in the Coliseum. Makes no sense.
Why but can't they?
I guess it's because they, like Kafala says, they don't make enough. They don't bring enough.
It's probably not worth opening up the whole stadium for the amount of people that come to the women's games.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, they probably spend more opening up the stadium and doing all the things they have to do to maintain it for that, like, however long period than they even would receive in revenue back.
Okay, but, like, how many on a weekly, like, if has anybody actually measured or like done the math to see how many people actually go to the men's basketball games?
Nah, I've not been to a basketball game. No. I can't ever go to them.
So like, I remember there was one game I went to, only like, if we were really being technical, maybe like four sections filled.
The men's game?
For one of them. So like.
But also certain games bring in more money than other games.
Okay, yeah, that's
which
true.
Is like another thing you'd have to like factor in every yeah. single time. Because obviously, like, if you're playing a rival team or whatever, the case playoff games, like, mm-hmm. those games are going to bring in more money.
Yeah. And, if you look at our school, like, although we're, like, D1, we're not considered, like, those powerhouse conferences.
Yeah.
Like,
how
let's
dare
say,
you, Kavala?
I mean, it's true.
If, like, if you look
truth.
At, like, let's say compare it to, like, Duke or Carolina basketball games.
Okay, yeah.
Like, their stadiums are built to hold those people because people come out and actually support.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think it also, like, true. With students, they're not going to really come out to the UNCG basketball game because, like,
also, we're a commuter school.
We have no.
That's true. Most people leave
yeah.
on the weekends, so like,
yeah.
our fan president isn't like there.
What do they call it? They call us the 9-to-5 school, only here on business day or business hour.
What I've never heard
anyone say that. That's really funny though. But it's true, and like also I felt like this for a long time, but I really feel like not having a football team.
No, that was gonna be my next question.
I really feel like not having a football team really crushes the school
yeah.
spirit, dude.
Yeah. Okay, like, wait, let me ask a question then.
Okay, go ahead.
All right,
I can't see you.
Do you think UNCG should have a football
team? Dude, hell
yes.
Yeah. Oh my
do
god,
you really?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I really do feel like
okay.
Should.
Do you want to tell me? You want me to tell you why I don't think we should have one?
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, look what happened to UNCC.
You got me there.
Wait, what happened to UNCC?
Granted, they are still a new football team, and they're going to need
their
a few years.
Their program's been, what, open for?
5 years.
5 years, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to need some time. But look how much it raised the tuition for the
That's
students.
That's true, dude. But guess what? We're all about to graduate, so it don't even matter.
See, that
oh, my
goes,
gosh.
So there you go.
That is true.
See, but that goes back to my, like, question. So where does the money go? Like, if it goes back to the programs, then why should they raise tuition?
Because you know, they're so greedy.
They are.
You said it. You said it yourself.
Yeah,
you're greedy.
So that goes
also a sport shouldn't matter it shouldn't like also like we could have our own tailgate like we tailgate the basketball
we do
games
and soccer games
yeah
that's
so
true
soccer games get real intense like you guys really should go
baseball
to
too baseball has tailgates.
I love the baseball games
baseball has tailgates
yeah. Also they're on not gonna lie baseball dollar hot dogs always
fire
fucking fire.
What makes their hot dogs different from a basketball?
You know what? It's outside. You're outside getting
it's
fresh
the,
air.
American spirit you feel.
It's the experience. Like, literally, it's the experience. If
yeah.
you've never gone to a baseball game.
Have you been to a baseball game?
When I was, like, I went to, like, the Charlotte Knights.
Oh, okay.
You went?
I didn't like it.
Okay, that's the Charlotte Knights. Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
I'm
sorry.
I'm from Charlotte. Where else am I going
to
go?
Well,
Shout out to the Dash.
The Charlotte Knights are not as good. They're really not. They're like, an average team. Have you ever gone to, like, an MLB game? Like, an action? Okay, you see, that's Mm-mm. the problem.
That's I watched right. them, and I just couldn't stay focused.
Well, TV is so, it's completely different.
Well, yeah watching it on TV is so different. You have to actually be there.
Yeah, I don't like watching it on TV. I think the first baseball game I went to was, like, a year ago or two, and I sat through the entire thing.
Like, and you enjoyed it?
Yeah,
so
I enjoyed it a lot.
So
going to, like, being at the game is so much fun.
I remember a couple years ago, I went to the Mets versus the Marlins. And it was when, what was his name? Is it Ichiro? I think it was Ichiro. And he was doing his, like, 300th or, like, 400th, like, hit, like, mm-hmm. at bat. And I remember everyone had, like, his face, like, in cutout. So, like, you're really paying for the experience of it. Like, when you mm-hmm. go to a baseball game, it's, like, just outside of, like, the smells, the sounds. Mm-hmm. Every time someone hits a home run, you see, like, for the Mets games, you see, like, the apple come up. And, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's something intense. Like.
Okay, well, I'll point that question back to you. Same with football. You said you don't want to have football. Is it because of the tuition that it will increase everything? Or because you're paying for the experience as well. Like, the tailgate is a different experience than football
games. No, yeah, I'm not saying it because I don't like football. I'm saying it because, like, we're not just going to be paying for us to create a football team. We're going to be paying for us to get a stadium. Paying for coaches, for new
training staff,
new programs, uniforms.
Freaking down to, like, the water bottles
that
they need.
I'm sure that they're going to be having to do scholarships now towards football
advertisements
players,
for it,
mm-hmm. scouts, like everything that you can think of, literally. So, like, we're really not just paying for just a team. We're paying for, like, a whole entire program.
That's true. However, but, like, we're also paying because I think if we do add the football team, it increases school spirit, and then that will just translate to all the other sports because, like you said, we go to a 9-to-5 school. Everyone leaves on the weekends. We have football. That's why some people don't even come to UNCG because we don't have a football team.
So what you're trying to say is you want to gentrify Greensboro even further.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Get rid of all.
But I also think, like, it would pay itself back in the long term.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, we'll yeah.
it, it will, you'll definitely make that money back. And that's the thing, like, with Charlotte, like, they're going to make the money back. Yeah, the team sucks. Like, it's trash.
Mm. They really,
like,
do.
They're really bad. I like, hope they shout get out better. To all the Charlotte people, but, like, their team is, it's terrible.
I won't say it's yeah. the players. I would say just say the team. I think
it's,
team.
It's the program. It's just yeah. so new. It's mm. like, it's literally a baby. Like, it's like a baby. Yeah. Mm. But, like,
my, I think
15 years from now, it's going to make, you're going to make the money back.
As well, as much as Charlotte is growing, and then Greensboro is what, the third biggest city in North Carolina? Like, people will definitely come out.
I guess my like problem with it is that, like, I picked Greensboro because of the tuition. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. it was cheap.
Hell yeah.
So, mm-hmm. like, what if someone picks it for the tuition and then the next year, boom, there's a football team. And it's like,
guess you're going to have to transfer.
To, but what? to where? to where?
App State. I don't know.
App State. Oh, my. That's, ew.
Listen.
I would not want to be in the mountains. Are you kidding me?
Never. But listen,
how
they
many
got cheap
horror movies the, have we
their
seen?
Their tuition is cheap. Also, Western Carolina, cheap tuition.
It is brick out there.
It is up.
No. It's not my problem.
We're graduating. We don't care.
That's the thing, dude.
But, I mean, but, like that really is, like, a huge factor for some people when they pick the school.
That's true, though. Mm-hmm. All serious. Like,
and it could be, like, the only school that they picked. So mm-hmm. now it's like, well, damn, I got to transfer or I have to just suck it up and, you know, take out hella loans.
I wonder, though, like, how much does the tuition act? Like, what is the, like,
ooh.
What is the statistic on how much it actually goes up?
I think, I don't remember how much it was.
Yeah, I know it have to increase because I remember when I first came in, it was 16,000. I think now it's up to 20,000.
Here?
Yeah.
Like, my freshman year was around 16,000. And I think because of the Kaplan Center, it increased. And then I'm assuming.
Oh, that Kaplan Center. Really, I guess
it's nice, though.
It's
nice.
It is nice, but you know what?
Mm. I'm not paying for it.
So I know. You know, Ohio State has six
actually.
Of those.
I don't pay for it.
Ohio State? The Ohio State?
They have six of those.
You talk about a place that makes a lot of money?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
How much does it increase?
I don't know. That can't be right.
What does it say?
$26.
Oh, my God.
That can't be right. Oh, man.
A couple more zeros after those.
At least three more. I don't know. I'll look it up later. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it has to be a lot.
Yeah.
Like, UNCC, it was freaking, I don't want to. But, I mean, do you really think that we need a football team?
Okay.
Like, could we not?
I mean, do we need it? No.
Do we want it?
Do we want it?
Hell yeah.
Some people want it. I'll be honest with you. Some people want it.
Mm-hmm. My argument is just it will just help all sports in general. It will make people want to show out and support for the other sports that don't get that recognition.
But why is football such a big deal? Like, I don't get it.
This is America.
It's the most popular sport in America.
Baseball is America's pastime.
Yeah, but.
Pastime.
Oh, my God.
Dude. I feel like UNCG needs to focus on other things at the moment instead of
academics.
Football. That and they need to update the library too.
Oh, my gosh! But did you guys see that they're gonna like
yes.
glass?
So very nice.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Glass.
It looks nice.
It's gonna
That's
be
all
a
I
lot.
Say.
Well, they spent the money on the nursing building.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, but Curry needed
Curry
some.
Needs.
Curry's falling in the ground.
Yeah,
it
literally,
really
literally
is. Like sinking. Rotting away.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to be surprised if one day when we're all taking an exam and we're all in there, just collapses. At this point, I just say, well, you know what? We'd all pass. We'd all graduate.
There you go.
That's true.
Dang.
But, I mean.
I don't know. It's interesting, like, the things that schools choose to spend money on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The vending machines. Dumbest investment ever. I was so mad
today.
That
made me really mad.
How about
actually.
That new Starbucks that's opening up, guys?
Two Starbucks.
Why two Starbucks?
No, it's not okay, so technically, I'll argue for the people. So technically, that Starbucks in the EUC is a part of the bookstore. So it's not even an actual Starbucks.
You're right.
Okay.
So, but like, and they don't even have everything that you could have at a fully functioning Starbucks.
Okay, that's what they said about Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A don't have everything.
Well, that Chick-fil-A
it's
is...
It's like Chick-fil-A Express. True. Like, it's like an Express Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's Chick-fil-A Express. That, same thing with the Taco Bell and the Taco... Well,
same thing
with,
like, the Starbucks. It's like an Express Starbucks.
Yeah. If the new Starbucks doesn't have everything that the actual Starbucks has...
But it's like, why do we need
if
two?
If it doesn't, that's I will literally give you $20.
Virtually two of the same.
When and then you can use the $20 for the Starbucks. How about that?
Okay, but I don't have to give anything back.
You don't have to give anything back. But I'm just saying, like, also I heard that the employees at the Starbucks, because it's not an actual Starbucks, they can't go work for any other Starbucks. Like, they're not considered actual Starbucks employees.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. So if this one opens up and you, like, apply there, you will be actually be considered, like, Starbucks employees, and you can actually get the benefits that come along with it.
Okay, I can see some benefit to it, but...
But I understand the whole argument, like, they really are opening another Starbucks there when they could have opened up something else. Like, another late-night option.
Like McDonald's.
Ooh.
I agree.
Absolutely
Sonic.
I agree.
I want a Sonic.
You got a Sonic right down the road.
Okay,
you're right. It is Sonic.
Basically really on no the comment. Same street
McDonald's
as
McDonald's is really far.
Kafala hates Sonic. He's missing out.
I hate
guys, could you imagine if we had a cookout?
Bruh, that would be smart.
That would be smart. Never mind. That's what I need.
But they would need Checkers. To have it open like much later.
Nah. I think they should add a Checkers. What?
I don't know.
You had it once. Compared to Atlanta.
No, I've had Checkers before.
I just like
but,
the fries.
Oh, the fries are so good. But Cookout, I mean, they just have so much on their menu.
They do.
They have so much.
Where is the, I think the nearest Cookout is either on Battleground
it's
or
on Battleground. Battleground.
No, there's one on...
Wendover.
Yeah, but that one you don't want to go to.
No, there's one on Westgate City.
Yeah, that one.
Westgate?
Yeah.
Yeah, where? It's really where? Sketchy. It's super small. It's really small. Sketchy. Like, it's really sketchy. You don't want to go there.
Where? What's it near?
You go past Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's on the right side.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, are you talking... Wait, where? On what road?
Westgate City.
Mm-hmm.
Past the neighborhood Walmart.
Yes.
And it's on the right side.
I wish I knew where y'all were talking about.
No, wait, you're talking about... That's not Westgate. That's Wendover.
No.
No, it's a different one.
No, there's multiple, but no one wants to go to that one because it's...
Yeah, that's too far. That's the one that's near the Target.
I like that one.
I like it too.
Oh, you're talking about the one near the Target.
No. It's a different one.
So, like, there's the one near the Target.
That's on Battleground, the one near Target.
No. Okay, wait. There's two near Target. So, there's the one on Battleground near Target.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this? Like, I just realized.
How did we get here?
That's what I'm saying.
How did we get here?
Well, anyways, can I bring it back?
Yeah.
I want to say something controversial.
Do it.
Kafala, don't get upset.
Go ahead.
Say it.
I think that players should have to go to college all 4 years before they can be drafted into any professional association.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you why.
I love to hear it.
Okay.
I have a prime example.
Okay.
Example A. Mm-hmm. Aaron Hernandez. Now listen. I'm not even going to go. It's not even about that. He got drafted into the NFL as a technically like a junior in college. Like he didn't finish his last year of college.
Okay.
Now, obviously we all have discrepancies with Aaron Hernandez. We're mm-hmm. going to leave it at that. But I truly like literally before you get drafted into the NFL, they literally do like a background check on you basically. Like they check all these things about you. They check like everything. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they check is like your maturity level on a scale of 1 to like I don't know if it's 10 whatever it is.
25.
Whatever. He literally had the lowest scoring, like a literal 1 on maturity. And I truly believe he should have been made, but he's not the only person, let's just point it out. He's not the only
Cam
person,
Newton.
I'm sure.
Why are you guys attacking me right now?
No one's attacking you but Ariana, I'll be honest.
I'm sorry. He is a jerk.
We'll get back to that. But
the thing is, okay, so he had literally like a 1 on maturity and they still drafted him knowing this. Mm-hmm. And then they have all these problems with him. So is it not fair to say that it's possible that if they had waited a year, that maturity could have gone up? And like... For another example, I'm not going to say this person's name, but they went to Duke. I'm not saying it.
Say it.
They went to Duke and they got drafted after 1 year of playing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And listen, The stories I have about this man, people took his exams for him his a whole year at Duke. Okay, so he literally that like got now. A scholar. It does, and wow. I think that's so unfair. And this is part of the reason why I think they shouldn't be paid, because literally like the things that they get away with Ooh. Because they are athletes, Title IX shout out, and like taking exams and like school, like the whole school aspect of being an student athlete. Like I got some discrepancies.
Okay, so then how would you? I mean, how would you do that then? Like, obviously. It's hard to for them to like balance between schoolwork and then having.
It's hard for everyone. That's not that's an
true.
Excuse.
That is true.
Because oh, there's people out here that have jobs. There's people out here that have families, and they do it.
Oh, I was just saying because of like. I know for at least for me and my job, it's not like such a like physical, like, thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I work remotely. Like I just do marketing, like. You don't see me like constantly working out at a gym to like getting myself right and in shape mm-hmm. and like training to like play a sport. Like I feel like there's a difference.
But there's also students that literally have full-time jobs and families and go to school.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
And I think that's so unfair to be like, okay, we're going to give you money just because you play a sport and you work out when there are people who make straight A's but and support their families.
Is that the athlete's fault or is that the school's fault? Like, should the school be offering like scholarships then for like full-time people that are going to school with full-time families?
I mean, there already are scholarships, I'm sure. I'm sure there's some out there. There's scholarships for everything.
I mean, yes, there's scholarships for everything, but there's not to the extent of how much like student athletes scholarships are publicized.
That's true.
So, like, I'm sure that there's someone out there. I'm sure there's people and students that don't even know that there's scholarships for, like, them.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
So, like, should they not be then more, like, pushed or, like, informed?
You're saying by the school?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't think it's just on one person. But I feel like it's so to be, like, what are we really paying them for? Just because they bring in the money?
Entertainment,
yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't know that that's, like, completely fair to everyone. And I'm not saying we have to be fair to everyone. Like, obviously there's people that like come to college and like, you know, do whatever, but it's like there are people out here that literally like support families and like do crazy stuff and make straight A's and then like go off and get great jobs and become like a productive member of society.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I don't know.
Yeah. What I would say, okay, so because I know from experience, I know just because you graduate, I wouldn't say people's maturity are higher, but I do agree it's like at a greater chance if you do graduate, you are more mature than someone coming straight out of college or finishing college. But the thing I see is here is because of this rule that the NCAA, like, that you have to stay in a certain amount of time. People are coming to college because they have no choice. They have to get to their next level. So, like, going along with if they actually need the money to, like, pay for certain things and provide for their family. They're not going to school for school. So, and yes, like having other people like do their work, that's not fair to other students, but they're not there for school more per se.
But I also think too, like thinking about the person that went to Duke, for example,
mm-hmm.
like say you go to college for a year.
Just
you
real
get
quick question. Was he even good?
He went to, he's in the NBA right now.
That means nothing.
You'll know, if I could say his name, you would know who it is. I'm sure. But I'm not going to say it because, like, I'm just not going to say it.
If he's in the NBA, he's good. He has to be good. That,
no.
Well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there, you just because you get drafted doesn't mean you're good. Like, Dan Ugla.
Would I know him?
Yeah. I'll tell you after. Okay. I'll tell you after.
Just attack Cam Newton for, no, just kidding. I'm kidding.
But
I'm
listen.
Kidding.
But, you go to college a year, you get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the NBA, NFL, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You get hurt. Your career's done. What do you have? You don't even have a college degree.
That's true.
So it's like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's like
forcing them to continue.
At least just like get your degree so that if something like falls through with your sports career, you have a backup and you're not just like hanging out here. Like, what do you have going for you?
Yeah. But with that point, I can make the same argument. That's why they should be getting paid, just because they could get injured in college. And that messes up their future earnings when they go to the pros.
I will say,
but they
though,
still have a degree to fall back on.
I will say that it's not. I won't. I'll say that it's not all of the student athletes, because I know that there's a couple of. I've spoken with some of the baseball players here, and they say, like, I want nothing to do with baseball after I graduate. and they're like, my goal is completely outside of baseball. This is just what I'm doing here right now. But afterwards, I want to take my degree and I want to use it. Mm-hmm. So like some of them are actually like, it's actually about the schoolwork, and then like the sport is just like on a side type thing. Mm-hmm. So like, how can we measure or it? Cause like Kafala is right. Some of them are here just temporary, cause they know if I continue to play like this, I'm already promised to be drafted. Mm-hmm. Like,
and it's the stipulation, like they have to go to school in order to get drafted. Like the top players. I want to know who this player is.
How many people are getting drafted from UNCG?
Last in 2018, we had 6 people from the baseball team.
From baseball, yeah.
Baseball, yeah. That's no. Yeah, that's. I know what you. Yeah. I agree.
But I'm saying, like, from our basketball team. I don't know.
I don't know anything. But I would. Oh, I know. I think Francis Alonso got drafted.
But who's that?
What was his number? 7? 10. 10. He was number 10. I remember.
Is that the one that you said was... He's playing in Spain right now, isn't he? So, like, should we be paying someone that's going to go back to play in Europe?
I don't know if he's actually going to be playing in Europe. I think he's going back there for training, but I think he was drafted by a team here. But I'm not for sure. I really could be wrong. Let's ask him. No, I'm just kidding.
But that's the thing. Like, there are... baseball players who get drafted to go play in Canada and like places like that, like should they be paid not from here across the United States? There are like players get drafted to play in other countries, so should we pay them?
But should we care about where they're gonna go if they get drafted, or should we care about what they're doing right now at school?
What do you mean?
So like, should it really matter if they're gonna go off to play in Canada after they get drafted? I mean, like, let's say that they finish their school and they get drafted to go play in Canada, and we're like, oh, you know what? You're not going to play in the U.S.? We're taking all the money back.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it like that?
I think some people would have a problem with that, yeah.
Well, people are going to have an issue.
What do you mean taking the money back?
Well, like I'm saying, like, can we really be angry with someone for being so good at a sport that they get drafted by another country?
I don't think we should.
See? I feel like people are going to be, they're going to find something in everything.
You can't predict the future, and you can't discriminate against people or like giving them benefits just because they have a possibility of getting out of the country, if that makes sense.
And I'm still confused. What was the question?
So basically what Ariana is trying to say is that, well, Gabby brought up the whole question of should we be paying people who are outside of the country? And Ariana is saying that, we can't really predict that a student would choose to play outside of the country, if you get what I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Not really.
Okay. Like, watch. Okay.
Rephrase it.
Let's just say...
Huh?
Let's say... Gabby just showed us who it was, so we're kind of like shocked.
But here's the thing:
he was nice. No, he got injured in college.
No, he did get injured. He did get injured in college.
He was like a big prospect going to Duke.
No, he was.
Stop! You're giving it.
I already said he went to Duke.
A lot of people got injured going to Duke.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like if people know sports and people know like the Duke basketball team, they're gonna probably know who I'm talking about. I'm not gonna be honest with you.
Why should we get like a DM later and be like, "Oh, so you're talking about me now?" I'm like, "Oh, freak."
Never mind. I'm gonna stop myself before I even get started. But the thing is, like, confirmed, even in high school, this man didn't do a thing in terms of his schoolwork. Mm-hmm. And I just think, like there are people who literally, like, bust their butts in high school to even get into Duke for academics. Mm-hmm. And, like, this man didn't do a thing, and he just, like, gets to go because he's a good basketball player.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's like, right.
Come on. Mm-hmm. I think that's so unfair. And then you go to Duke, and you don't even do your work there.
I agree.
That's on the student. I'm trying though. To like. That's on the student. The school does know what's going on. Like, you know, Carolina had the scandal saying they had a bunch of fake classes to put athletes in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, just, what?
Yeah. You didn't know about this?
Wait, no. Say it again.
They had a scandal.
Who did?
Carolina. Because like it was a what bunch about of whole fake classes Chapel for all these Hill. Athletes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's all about their bottom line to make sure these players stay eligible to playing. For
yes. Because it's all about bringing money.
It's all about bringing money to them. So it's hand in hand.
What's the wasn't there a scandal with like the lady who
Lori Loughlin?
Yeah, but didn't her daughter play a sport? I thought she played volleyball. Oh, wasn't there like
she lied. I think she lied about this, that saying that her daughter did play sport.
So
no,
she did.
Or no, wait. Maybe that's okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I know that they paid the like SAT people to change like the answers to get them a better.
I thought they paid to like get her in.
Had to do with her SAT scores or something.
Yeah, it was the SAT scores. Oh.
But I swear there was something also like with a sport. Maybe I'm mixing up two different things.
I think they lied about like a sport she was playing so she can get a scholarship. But what's the freaking white people? Just saying. They could get away with that stuff. We couldn't.
That's crazy.
But okay, going back to that thing. Okay, should we care about whether or not? Okay, let's say Kafala. Mm-hmm. Let's just use you as an example. Kafala was a running back. What was your position again?
Defensive end.
Defensive end when he was in high school. Phenomenal player. Star athlete. And Kafala comes.
Keep it going.
Number one draft.
Number one draft.
Keep it going.
He gets picked by the Panthers. Mm-hmm. Number one draft for a defensive end.
Mm-hmm. Round one.
And they're like, you have to go to school for 3 years. Okay? And Kafala goes like, okay, cool. I'll do that. And then turns out the Raptors, they come along.
Isn't that a basketball team?
Wait, I'm trying to think.
Let's just say the Saints.
Wait, is that a basketball team?
Okay, wrong sport. I forgot we were doing football. Okay,
the Saints.
No.
The Saints is a great example. Prime.
They're still in the U.S. What's a football team outside?
Do we know? Does anyone know?
Okay, let's just use basketball then.
We should do basketball. Okay.
So let's just say that the Hornets want Kafala, and then the Raptors come, and they're like, we want you to go play in Canada. Mm-hmm. We want you to rep us and play and be a Raptor. And so Kafala goes like, okay, I'll go do that. But Kafala's getting paid here in the U.S. for being a student athlete.
Wait, what?
Okay.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that, like, Gabby was saying, should we pay people or should we pay student athletes while they're playing in the U.S. only for them to get drafted by a team that's not in the U.S.?
Because who's making that money?
What do you mean who's making that money?
Once they're drafted, once they're not playing in the U.S., the U.S. makes no money from them.
Yeah.
So the thing is that I think with that, I don't think we should take, like, once they get drafted, let's say by the team outside of the country, I don't think they should be paying them anymore. But
well,
I mean,
yeah.
Like I said, you can't predict the future. You can't, like.
But it's not like the U.S. owns
a person.
Sports. They don't own baseball. They don't own basketball. It's not like. They don't own Yao Ming. Like, hello, like.
But you're only getting paid for, like, when you're there. Because, like, even though you're going to a different country, you're still a professional.
You only get paid for the times that you play while you're in school. So you're only getting paid as, like, a Spartan.
Yeah. Okay.
But the minute you graduate and you finally go and you're drafted.
Yeah.
It just stops. Like, you don't get paid anymore because you're obviously, you're graduated. You're not there anymore.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So, like. There shouldn't be a problem even if you get drafted by a team that's not in the U.S. Because, like, the time immediately after you leave the school, then your salary stops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. Like, there shouldn't be a problem then if a student athlete gets drafted by a team that's not in the U.S.
It's never been a problem.
Kafala, are you kidding me? We were just having this argument.
That's why I still don't understand. Like, what was the argument?
Gabby.
Gabby said that
if you do get drafted by a different country, you shouldn't get paid.
You shouldn't get paid.
You shouldn't get paid by the school you're at anymore.
Yeah. I didn't say you shouldn't get paid. I just said, should we still? Because, like, when the thing is, like, you're getting paid because you're making money for your school.
Yeah.
You get drafted. They assume that you're going to come into the NFL, the NBA, and you're going to make them money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, like, a promise of, like, this money is going to stay in the house. It's going to continue to, like, fund.
But, again, there's teams outside of the U.S. that are still a part of the NFL.
I feel like if it comes to that point, I feel like they should just.
How do you know?
Make
a contract.
There's only 32
That's
teams.
That's not how it works.
Wait, hold on. Because there's teams that are a part of NBA that are outside of.
Just the Raptors. That's it.
There's teams that in baseball that are outside.
I can't answer that.
How about NHL?
I don't know anything. Hockey. About, I don't know anything about hockey.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's teams.
No, I thought Gabby's whole argument was about, like, just staying in school so, like, your maturity can reach a certain level. I didn't know how to. That's why I'm confused with the whole argument, country stuff.
We started.
You started talking about being outside of the country. If you're like, you started saying if
they're
drafted.
It was just a thought.
Oh.
And, no, I'm not saying. But I'm just saying, I think some people would be upset.
Why?
I don't know, because people, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Wait. They're going to find something to be upset about.
That's true. But upset about what? That they're not getting paid anymore?
It's like that you're paying them for them to just like run off and play somewhere else and profit somewhere else and make
like,
money somewhere else.
Yeah, like so when you come out of high school, you already, for some of them, if they really are like number one draft, mm-hmm. the stipulation is that they go to school for at least like a year.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, they're like, we shouldn't even pay him because he's only going to be here for a year and he's going to go off to Canada.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I definitely think some people would have that mindset.
They still should be paid if they're giving their services and playing for the school.
It's like a job. Like, if I'm signing a contract for a year.
Yeah, it's a contract.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
So what's wrong with that?
It's a legal document.
I'm not saying that you're wrong.
No, I know. I'm just saying for, like, those people that would argue that, like...
You know, some people are ignorant.
They're wrong.
I know.
They're wrong.
they're wrong.
Yeah. Like, while you're there, you get paid for your services while you're there. And then when you leave, that's when the next batch comes. The next high schoolers come.
The next batch.
We're baking them.
Yeah. And you pay them until they leave.
Okay. Let me just go back for like 1 second.
Okay.
I would like everyone to answer what I proposed earlier, but I would like to rephrase the way I proposed it.
What did you propose?
That students shouldn't be drafted until they finish college. And
I agree.
But I think that the better, like, stronger argument is that they at least finish their degree. Get a degree in something, whatever you want, communications, whatever. But finish your degree. At least finish your degree. So if something happens, God forbid, you have something to fall back on. Like,
okay.
If you don't finish a degree.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
My third question at you.
Okay. Okay. I'm scared.
Oh, no, it's all good. Okay. Let's say the career you wanted to do, you don't need any college experience. You can just do it heading straight out of high school.
So like carpentry.
Yeah.
Or like some construction thing.
Mm.
Okay.
They said you could just head straight out of high school and start your own business. However, one company is saying, I want you to go to school. No. And then they institute a rule saying, I want you to go to school for 3 years before you can actually start your business. However, you really don't need to.
Just get like a lame degree then. Like, you know, like just get one that.
That's what I said.
So well, either way, like even if you get the degree in the lame. So like even if you apply to sport, if you get the degree in like.
Get something that could be useful still. Like.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if the mindset is like, I'm going to be set for life because I'm making millions of dollars a year. I don't need this degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fucking tear
es
your
que
ACL.
Tú no sabe. Like you never know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the truth.
Like, you tear your ACL, you can never walk mm-hmm. again.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to fall back on? Because you didn't care about school.
Not
you
on
put
your
no
ACL.
I'm so okay, all right. But, you know, like, I mean, obviously, like, there are, like, outliers and, like, examples you could give to disprove this.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say generally, like, speaking in general terms, it's a good thing to have a degree. So that if something happens, you have a backup.
Here, I'll say, like, an example. So, like, there's a good movie to watch, too. It's about baseball. Okay. But so the guy, he was a pitcher, and he ended up blowing out his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Very common injury.
Exactly. I think normally they have to get Tommy Jones surgery. But so, like, he obviously couldn't get the surgery. So instead, he decided, he's like, if I can't play sports, I'm still going to do something with sports. So he ended up doing... I think journalism, and he wanted to become an announcer.
Mm-hmm.
So he did things like within public speaking and like communications. So like, even though they couldn't play the game anymore, they still found something within the degree to where they could still be around the sport.
Mm-hmm.
So perfectly like, acceptable.
Yeah. So that's the thing, what Gabby's saying. It's like, just in case, if you can't play the sport, find something to do. Like maybe you want to do physical therapy, or if you want to be a coach, or maybe even run your own team, be a manager for a team, do something like that. Like, at least having something just a, like a safe space, like a safe thing.
Yeah, but that's true, but you can apply that to everything. Like, let's say you want to be a carpenter, but let's say you have no interest in going to school, but you want to be a carpenter.
Okay.
You break your hands.
I'm so dead.
You break all
well,
your hands
are going to come, like, they're going to fix
themselves. Not necessarily.
like Doctor Strange, like just like there's no what's the name nerve. You got no nerves. You can't feel anything, so you can never like work with your hands again.
Well, if you can't feel anything, you can still use your hands.
But
can
the thing
you
is, like, there are not $1 million deals on the table. You're not paying someone $40 million a year to fix to be a carpenter.
That's true, but it's all about your passion and what you want to do.
Kafala, there's money.
That's like
it's, but it's there's millions of dollars involved, billions of dollars in the whole industry. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't. I feel like at least just like finish your degree, so that if one day you don't have millions of dollars, you can do something with your life. Like, it's not like you're like broke and like you have nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I agree, but the onus is on you. Like, if you squander away the millions of dollars, that's on you.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. They be making enough money. The carpenter doesn't make that much money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's your passion to do carpentry, and then, like, let's say you don't want to go to school and you break your hands, you can't do nothing, you're going to need a backup plan regardless.
Well, you could try to do the carpentry with your feet.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
people do that.
Really?
Well, no.
No.
I'm just, well, you never know. People do a lot of stuff with their feet if they can't use their hands. What do you think people do that don't have hands? There are people that are born without hands.
I agree, but like you can apply that to everything because everyone needs a backup plan.
Maybe they don't become a carpenter, but maybe they design.
But if, okay, well, here's just a simple example. Why are people allowed to get drafted to the military right after 18? Why can't,
because well, there's a lot of stuff that goes behind that.
Wouldn't you say like you need a maturity level to like, handle all that weaponry and like
again,
the stuff that's about to go
on.
There's
a lot of stuff that goes behind that though, like who they draft and who they specifically target.
That's true, but like
that's another podcast.
That's a whole different podcast. But like if you just keep it on that like simple level, like at the age they get drafted at, I wouldn't say the maturity level is up there for where they need to be like actually in fighting.
But like the thing is like
stuff like that.
Okay, if we go back to Aaron Hernandez, they knew that he wasn't ready, but they didn't care because he was an amazing player. Mm-hmm. They said we want the revenue this man will bring in,
going
so
back
we'll
to
take
what
him
said,
now.
Greed. It's like the
exactly.
Huge, it's what's running the industry. Well, it's what's running everything, but it's like really prominent.
Yeah, but we know that. That's like money drives everything.
Yeah. So like
that's never gonna stop.
Agreed. Sadly.
So what we talk about.
That just boiled down to greed. All right. That's it then.
I don't know. It's but just like.
Because like if let's say like I want to go to the NBA. I have no plans on doing anything with school. My job is to go to the NBA.
But you can't be realistic.
No. But, like,
I see.
It
I
is
feel
realistic
like
at this point. Because like if I'm a top draft pick, if they're telling me you're going to be number one, if I'm LeBron.
LeBron's still got something to fall back on.
What?
On what?
Shit, I don't know.
And so, that was just after, because like
something.
he went straight to the league after high school, and that was before they implemented the rule where you got to go for 1 year. But if I'm a top draft pick, and my job is I only want to play basketball, I don't want to do nothing else, why should I waste my time, this stupid rule is going to college for 1 year if I only want to play basketball?
Because you never know.
See, this goes back to where I made the point of everyone gets to choose their own life. Like, everyone chooses.
That's all I'm saying.
What they want to do, if they want to have a backup plan, if they don't want to have a backup plan. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, it's the individual person. Like, I don't think there should be a rule set in place. Like, obviously you can, but, like, what's the point if they're just going to fail out?
Well, then how about
it?
This? Do you think it's a waste then? Because what if the athlete takes a spot that could have been given to some other kid?
What do you mean?
A waste
on the team or...
No, like a waste of like being admitted into the school.
This is what I went back to earlier. Is the person that we were talking about like didn't do anything in high school, came to college, didn't do anything, but he went to Duke because he was an amazing basketball player. They wanted him on the team, and then he gets drafted a year later. He literally took up a spot of someone who was gonna go to college all 4 years, who was gonna go to college and make straight A's.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I
mean, I agree.
Don't know who's going to get straight A's. He could have gotten B.
But you know what?
I know what you're saying.
I agree. From that point, it's just not fair. But, like, at the end of the day, that is life. Like, if
yeah,
like,
that's true.
In life, like, if you have connections, you're going to get farther of, like, if someone has all the, like, the grades and the test scores.
Well,
and
then
stuff
in
like
life,
that.
Also, you're going to blow out your knee probably because.
That's true.
That's karma.
Life is unexpected.
Well,
that's my point.
That's what we're saying.
No, but like I'm agreeing with Rosa. Like at the end of the day, you have to pick what you want to do, and you have to live with the outcomes that come with it. Like injuries come with it, and regardless, if you like, if I'm me wasting time in college, if I'm a basketball player, knowing I can go straight to the league if I couldn't, but I blow out my knee during the season, basically, and then now I can't get drafted. So, like, I just wasted my time in college when I could have been in the league making at least $5 million a year.
But is it really a waste?
Yeah, if all I wanted to do was play basketball.
Well, guess what? Now you can't play basketball.
But you stopped me from getting the bag.
What do you... You stopped yourself.
No, but at least if I would have got injured that year while I was in the NBA, I would have got that $5 million. I would have been secure. And then I could focus from there. But now I'm in the, now I'm still in college.
But like,
basketball's my only passion. And now I don't have no money. And I still have...
What about what's his face? Rose.
Derrick Rose?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He blew out his knee, did he not? And he's back now.
No, but he was in the league when he blew out his knee. So he already had a contract. And it was already guaranteed, and then he came back from it. My thing is, like, if injuries...
I see your point.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see where you're going now. I see what... Okay.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I agree. Like, you got to take what the outcome comes with it. You got to gamble on yourself. Life is a gamble.
I feel like they should probably give them the choice if they want to, complete their college career. Or if they just want to go straight.
But the thing is, like, what is the purpose of going to college for 1 year? If you're that good to be drafted after 1 year, just go to the league. Don't waste your time going to college. But why did they even implement the rule in the first place?
Yeah, what was the point?
What was the reason?
The NCAA is corrupt. They just want you guys to build money for
greed.
It all comes down to money.
Oh my God.
It all comes down to money.
That's my point. It's all about money. And it's like, should there not be a line where we put people's lives before money? Like, literally, Kobe died today. They have them out there fucking playing, people crying on the benches. Mm-hmm. And they would not send these men home. They said, come out here and play this game. Mm-hmm. When this man that you've looked up to for years died. Mm-hmm. They don't care. Mm-hmm.
It's all about
Should there not be a line?
Mm-hmm. If not, they probably use that so more people could come.
Mm-hmm.
For more money.
Oh, so they can profit off of his... Mm-hmm. Like, that's just...
They're gonna profit hella. Mm-hmm. I bet you if you go and look at the stocks of his shoes, skyrocketed.
It is.
I don't want to, that's the thing, I don't want them to tarnish his name and his reputation by, like, exploiting.
It's going
to
be a money grab. Happening.
I just don't want that to happen. He doesn't deserve that.
He wouldn't have wanted that.
Money. It's about money, though. They don't care.
It's the same thing. They've had analysts all day, like, literally crying, coming on stage and just, like, literally saying their experiences with Kobe, just getting other people's reaction from Kobe. It's all about getting the attention and getting the grabs of what's going to make them money.
Yep.
At the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there should be a line where we put people's, like, mental health, mm-hmm. best interest, safety, whatever, like, physical health. Like, should there not be a line that we draw and say, please, like, do this for your own self so you have a backup plan, so you have whatever, and then we'll give you $5 million, $40 million.
It doesn't have to be that much. I'm just...
Also, a great point. A question I've had for a long time. That's another conversation.
Why they have to be paid that much, but... Yeah.
I agree.
I guess my thing is, if we're looking for their best interest, would not having more education be just, like, as a thing? Because, like, well, never mind, because, like, when they retire, like, still, like, they have hella.
They're rich.
Yeah.
I agree, but let me put you guys in a position. Let's say you come from a poverty-stricken home. Your only out is to play basketball. However, you only want to play basketball. You don't want to do nothing else. You just want to play basketball and go to the league. You're promised to go to the league.
Is this like Mike?
No. No, well, no. What? No. But, okay. So, like I said, and you come from a poor house, and they know to get your family out of this situation, you know it's basketball is the only way.
Okay.
If you're in that position, would you want to go to school for 4 years? Or if you're guaranteed to go straight to the league to make $5 million to help your family, what are you going to do?
It's just, like, I don't know, because, like, for my family, it's always been very much, like, education mm-hmm. has always been something super important. They've always pushed us to get educated, like, get either, like, our college degrees.
I agree.
See, I feel like that also goes back to your morals, because mm-hmm. I know in my family, like, obviously they pushed education, but they also pushed wanting to do whatever you want to do, you mm-hmm. know? Like, if you want to go and be an artist and you don't want to go to college, I mean, if you're successful in that, then go ahead and do it. Like, it's, like, I understand your point of view, and I understand where you're coming from. And hopefully, if people actually want to have a backup plan, they definitely should. But if there should be a rule, I mean, like, it goes back to what Gabby says. They're taking up a spot. Like,
so then, yeah, like make their rule.
They're being required to stay here when they could have just left and have another spot open for another person.
Like, it just seems like such a, like, 1 year, you're going to go for 1 year and then you're going to dip out.
That's so just make the rule optional.
That's I agree with that too.
It doesn't make sense because what are you going to really learn in that 1 year?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you could learn a lot. That, I mean, it depends, I guess. But
like what you're saying, like to get a degree, not necessarily like to mature. Are you going to mature in that 1 year?
Also, it's not, you're not even really going to start anything in that 1 year. Like, you're really not even going to start a degree in that year.
That's
you're
like going to be gen ed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
see, like, what's the point?
So you guys are coming to my side.
No.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
We're meeting in the middle here.
I see. That's what I'm saying. Like, they should have a choice.
They should have
if
the option.
If they do want to do it, they should. And if they don't, then, I mean, that's on them.
But if you have a choice to go and make no money or go and make $1 million, $5 million, however many million dollars, what are you going to pick?
Exactly.
You're not going to go. So why even have the rule? Why make it optional?
I'm not saying, like, that
if you're going to have the rule.
They're not going to do that, but some of them.
I mean, maybe.
If they're smart enough.
Maybe someone. But when you graduate high school, you're 18 years old, you're going to give an 18-year-old $0 or $5 million. What is an 18-year-old going to pick?
Oh, my God. Why do they need that much money?
The thing is that if they're getting that much money, obviously they're not going to be fully capable of knowing how to spend that money. But if they are privileged enough to get that money, I feel like they should have the responsibility of learning how to manage it. Because $5 million can go a long way if you know how to manage it correctly. So in a way, I don't feel bad if they were to end up being injured.
And I think it would
but how do you learn to manage your money?
I think that's up for that? The teams.
How about this? What if they had to wear for that the teams would offer like specific classes?
I agree. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah. So like they taught the players that like are coming in at 18, like taught them how to manage money, taught them how to save, how to use your bank account, like how to with credit, how to like get your credit score up. Like what if that's what they taught them?
See,
and so like
that's what they should do.
Here's the thing with that. I don't think that should only be for in a thing for just athletes. I think that should be for everyone because not everyone is educated in that either.
But yeah, that's but also that's not gonna happen.
See, but you're trying to make it happen just for athletes.
I'm not trying to make anything happen just for athletes. I'm just saying if we're saying that we are not going to give athletes the option, or like if we're saying that athletes don't have to go to school, but we're saying like not every 18-year-old is getting $50 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like what the hell is an 18-year-old going to do again with $50 million? It should be that he's taught how to properly use that money. Mm-hmm. I did not get $50 million, but my parents also taught me how to do, you know, like my taxes and build my credit and things like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't get taught that in school.
No.
That's just not something that we're taught. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not making $50 million. Your average teen is not making $50 million.
See, but with $50 million, you could also hire an accountant.
But you could also hire an accountant that's going to steal all your money away. And if you don't know how to manage your money and even look at your bank account to know how to just add and subtract, they can steal you blind.
So, like, that's the thing. Like, they really could just fuck around and... I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, like...
That's why I agree with you. Like, teams, like, when they draft you, like, if you're, I say, probably 18 or 21 years old, when you're drafted at that age, you have to take a class of money management. They teach you all the ins and outs. And I don't think they should give you all of the money, like, straight out. Like, over time,
I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't. They don't. Unless it's endorsements.
But I completely can get behind, honestly, anyone who has that much money probably needs to learn how to manage their money.
Exactly.
But, like, $50 million. Like, at any age, you probably need to take a class. But especially, like, 18 to, I don't even say, like, 25.
Like, I'm just saying, like, there's just some things that you should learn. And that, in particular...
I agree.
Is something that they should learn.
I agree.
And with that being said,
athletes should get paid. College athletes should get paid.
Is it time?
Crazy. As of now.
Paula.
We'll see you next week.
We'll keep it posted. Mm-hmm. But thank you guys so much for listening to this this week's episode. Again, I don't want to say his name. I just feel like, okay, go ahead. Someone else do it.
Shout out Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Respect, prayers, thoughts to his family, his friends, his fans, and prayers, thoughts, shout outs, respect to everyone else on the helicopter, the pilot, the unnamed victims. It's really, really, really sad, really unfortunate situation.
Such a sad story. And I know we're saying thoughts and prayers up to his family and everyone else on the plane. I just actually want people to actually say, like, thoughts and prayers, because I think we do a bad job of just saying it, but we don't really put that effort into it and actually do the thoughts and prayers. So, like, like I said, thoughts and prayers to the Kobe Bryant family and all those that was on the plane and everyone affected by this tragedy.
But, again, thank you guys for listening, and we hope you guys have a great week.